USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former White House advisor Dick Morris told Newsmax TV on Monday that Democratic presidential voter turnout was disproportionately larger than the population gains.
For example, in Phoenix, there were 48% more votes cast in 2020 than in 2012. Now, the population of Phoenix did rise by 14% in that period, but there were 48% more votes. In Atlanta, it grew by 9%, and there were 30% more votes. In Detroit, where there was no population gain whatsoever, in fact, there was a little loss, somehow 50,000 more people voted, a 10% increase. And the only way that that increase can be found, can be justified, is by ballot stuffing.
The GSA has greenlit the transition process for President-elect Biden, while President Trump is disputing election tallies, claiming voter fraud. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
In the fight against COVID-19, politicians placing curfews on American freedom seems to make no sense. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Several California sheriffs are telling Governor Gavin Newsom they will not enforce the state's new curfew rules. The governor unveiled new restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that ban non-essential activity between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in counties that contain 94% of the state's population. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims says, quote, "We're not going to make criminals of normally law-abiding citizens." She argues that police have higher priorities, including taking guns away from gang members and saving children from internet predators. She says there's little data showing that activities between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. play a significant role in spreading the virus. Other officers in the state echo Mims' position and will encourage compliance and boost education efforts about the dangers of the virus's spread without arresting people. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A mistake on Thanksgiving invites 5 years ago lives on. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A grandmother from Arizona who went viral after accidentally inviting the wrong teenager to Thanksgiving celebrated the holiday with him for the fifth year in a row this week. Wanda Dench and Jamal Hinton gathered for a Thanksgiving dinner in Mesa, Arizona with Hinton's girlfriend and Dench's daughter and grandson. Missing from the table was Dench's husband, who died earlier this year from COVID-19 complications. The group held the Thanksgiving celebration on Friday so they could all get tested for COVID-19 before making the holiday on Thursday with their respective families. In November of 2016, Dench accidentally sent a text to Hinton inviting him over for Thanksgiving instead of her own grandson. Hinton asked who she was, to which she responded, "Your grandma." She sent a picture of herself, and Hinton told the woman, "You're not my grandma. Can I still have a plate, though?" The woman replied, "Of course you can." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey, as the Thanksgiving meal of choice for Americans, came after President Lincoln declared Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. Tom Brady commends the Rams' defense after L.A. beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football 27-24.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Got a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.